I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Watch the sunrise, new day's dawning, and it's calling you and me. We're the mighty Mississippi flows by Memphis, Tennessee. We've got woodlands, fields, and water. Hey, there is no better way. You can find out all about it on Outdoors with Larry Ray. Make some time, take the family, ask a friend, but don't.
Good Saturday morning and welcome to another edition of the award-winning Outdoors with Larry Ray, brought to you proudly by Tennessee Wildlife Resource Agency, Barton Power Sports, Sportsman's Warehouse, and Best Care Home Services. Now, here's your host, Larry Ray.
Hey, good Saturday morning. Welcome to Outdoors with Larry Ray on ESPN radio right here in Memphis, Tennessee, but all you folks out in Brownsville on 1520 AM and 95.3 FM. And, of course, the folks in Jackson, Tennessee now on News Talk 101.5 on this June the 16th. It's hard to believe. I hope everybody knows tomorrow is Father's Day. I hope you don't forget that day. And I wish my dad was still here. I know a lot of us do. I know both these gentlemen sitting in the studio with me this morning had some dads that really had an influence on them. Is that right, Guy Trebo?
Absolutely.
How about you, Frank?
Barely a day goes by that I don't think of him.
All right, well, let's think of him today, because this is what I want to end this show with. We're going to start this show with a little remembrance, because I knew Guy Trebo's dad, and you folks out there, there would not be a St. Jude Golf Classic or whatever it's going to be next year without Joe Trebo. And, Guy, explain to our listeners a little bit about your dad.
Well, of course, he was a local car dealer, but he was also one of the original organizers of the FedEx St. Jude, what is now the FedEx St. Jude Classic, or actually, what is it going to be called now?
It's going to be called the
World Golf Championship.
Yeah, Invitational, I think they're going to call it. I don't know about that, but for many years, right?
Well, the very beginning, when that first started, you had Curtis Person,
yes,
and Vernon Bell,
mm-hmm,
said we're gonna put on a PGA Tour event here in Memphis, and Vernon was going to handle the business side of it, and Curtis would get the players here.
Mm-hmm.
But these were members at Colonial Country Club. Dad was a member there. So what they did to raise the original prize money, they had 100 businessmen in the community donate $200 apiece.
$200 apiece.
It was a $20,000 purse the first year.
Amazing.
Now, if you
$1.7 million to the winner.
If you're in last place after making the cut, you probably get more than that. Yes. But it was, having been raised out there around that tournament my entire life, not just my father, but so many people like Vernon Bell and Curtis.
Yeah.
And Dutch Akers and Drinkard and all those guys,
yes,
what they did for that tournament, they were all volunteers.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just grew and grew and grew, and then FedEx got involved. But, and now, of course, it's a major event here, and one of the oldest on tour.
And you were close to your dad, I know.
Close to Dad, and, you know, he did a lot of things for me along the way, but I will say this, and I told somebody this yesterday, My whole life growing up, people went out of their way when they heard my name to come tell me something about my father.
That's right. Trebo.
About what they thought about
when they heard that name.
Yes. He did a lot for this city, and he loved the hospital, St. Jude Hospital, and always as the chairman or whatever position he held with that tournament, he always remembered that this tournament is being played to raise money for that hospital.
Right.
So.
And now you have how many kids? Two girls and a boy, right?
I have four kids of my own. Oh, they've all grown up. All right. Now all four of my kids have one child, so that's four grandchildren. And my youngest daughter called me and said she's pregnant again, maybe with twins.
Maybe with twins.
It's going to be a big, we continue
so
to roll.
So Father's Day is important for the Trebos. I know that.
Absolutely.
And now, Frank, I know you are the third, right? You are Frank Barton the third, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so Frank Barton the second.
But somewhere we did upgrades and things, but anyway.
Okay. Well, tell us about your dad.
My dad grew up in the Memphis area, was very successful in business. Started out with his father in back in the days, and they were called cotton factors.
Cotton
merchants. They were down there on Front Street.
Uh-huh.
They bought cotton from local farmers and turned around and sold it. And back in those days, the cotton factors were actually the bankers for the father.
They were
for the farmers, and they would borrow money, and then they would pay the loan back from their crop. And he started out with that, and then had an opportunity getting in the farm equipment business, and did that, and started doing other things, and kept on doing those other things.
And so do you remember following along behind your dad to certain things?
I didn't actually. I worked in one of the businesses that my dad wasn't there on a day-to-day basis. So, but I was fortunate that he was always a phone call away.
Yes.
And it was a little bit different from that standpoint. But my son's working in the same business that I am. So
let's talk about that now. Franklin is you got a son and a daughter?
I have a son and a daughter. My daughter has a gift shop with Franklin's wife, with her sister-in-law.
And where? Where's that located?
In Marion.
Okay.
And so they're doing very well
and
with
you
that.
And you have the one grandson?
I have one grandson.
And he is, what's his name?
Franklin.
Franklin the what?
Franklin is the fifth.
Is the fifth. Okay, so you're going to call
him. But he's Franklin Harden Barton, not Franklin Gustavus
Harden Barton.
Barton.
Okay, and how old is he now?
Or Bradley Barton, I should say. I get that confused with that. Bradley Barton. I hope my family's not listening to me right now.
We will, yeah. How old is your grandson?
Five.
Okay, well, everybody knows that I'm the son of a used car dealer, a new car dealer, and my dad was very involved in automobiles growing up. Such as what Mr. Trebo was for Guy there, and my dad was the owner of the first and only Kaiser Frazier dealership in the state of Arkansas. A lot of folks will say, "What was a Kaiser Frazier?" Well, it was a car ahead of its time, and so was the Henry J. He had the Henry J. Dealership in Arkansas, and very big in politics back in those days in the Democratic Party. And the Lions Club, if my dad ever knew that I voted Republican, I'm not sure what he would do to me. And I actually spoke once to a Rotary Club, and he really let me have it, because he was the Lions Club person. But happy Father's Day to all you folks out there. I have a son that I wish to be happy Father's Day to him tomorrow, and my one granddaughter, who is 22, going on 12, I feel like sometimes, but special times. And we're going to have a lot of fun on today's show as we talk about different things going on in the state. And I know Frank at Barton Power Sports, whether it's in Jonesboro or West Memphis or in Wynn or Far City, where we got? Then we got the Indian Motorcycle Dealership right here.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner from the radio station. I know that this would be a good time today if you want to look for that special gift. Hop on over to one of those places, right?
That's right. But especially come to Indian Memphis today. We've got a pretty important event going on this morning.
Are we having our show?
No, we had that actually. We had that.
Okay, we did have it.
We did have that last week or 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
But,
all right. What we got going?
We are having a memorial ride. It's for an organization called the Fallen Heroes Foundation, it was organized by a couple of ladies. Some of y'all may remember in this area about 15 years ago this week, there was a fire at the Family Dollar Store up in Fraser.
Yeah, I remember.
That was deliberately set. Yes. And there were two firemen that went in.
They sure were.
To the fire to save. Ultimately, they were trying to save the person that set the fire.
Yeah,
but he wasn't in there. He was outside watching the fire burn. The two firemen died.
Yes,
and their widows found, unfortunately, that there was some holes in the benefits that were afforded to them, and so they fixed the problem, and they've created this foundation. So we're having a ride today. It starts at the registration starts at 9 a.m. this morning at Barton in Indian to Memphis out on 5715 Mount Moriah, and it ends up at Millington. You don't have to do the whole thing if you don't want to, but come in and register. The money goes to a very good cause that helps the families of other fallen heroes.
Super.
Mainly firemen and yes. law enforcement officers in our area.
Great thing. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to ride a motorcycle.
You don't have to ride a motorcycle. No.
You just come on by.
Just come on in. You can do the ride, or you can just come in and donate to the cause. And these are the people that risk their lives every day to take care of us.
And probably were dads.
They both had two children.
There you go. Yeah. Can you imagine that?
They both had two children.
I remember that and that they were trapped inside and there was no one in there. But
one of the people that works for me now part-time was a fireman, and he was on that call. And,
oh, really?
He was there at the scene when that happened. Yeah.
Well, I know all of us have friends that are firemen and policemen for sure, but sometimes the firemen might get a little overlooked. But this is a ride from Barton Power Sports, Indian Motorcycles over here on Mount Moriah to Millington. And will you be riding with them, Frank?
I'm not going to do the middle part of the ride. I'll be there at the beginning, kick things off, and then I'll be there at the end when they go to the final stop. And
that's a super
to support the cause.
Super thing. So this Father's Day weekend, I hope everyone takes part in something with their dads or grandpa or whatever it might be. And of course, we're just coming off free fishing weekend last Saturday. So we're coming into this time right now, and it's the golf tournament is over. What a dramatic ending. Oh, golly. What a way to end it. And, of course, the U.S. Open's going on now, and I understand three or four players have been lost in the rough. They haven't been found for a couple of days. But, no, it's pretty rugged up there in New York where it is and everything. We'll make note that we do have Shelby McCall doing our show today as our show producer. Greg Ratliff is right behind her. Coaching her and everything. Shelby's going to learn a lot about the outdoors when we get through here. I can tell you that because, of course, Greg was such a great outdoorsman when he first came on with us here that we have taught a little bit to Greg, too. So let's take our first break. When we come back, we are going to hook up with the toad himself, Tommy Cawley. We missed him last week. We hope to find him. Those toads are hard to find sometimes in the hot weather. We'll be right back on Outdoors with Larry Ray.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.